Biden's deputies, ACLU draft huge border giveaway to illegal aliens. By Neil Monroe on October 16, 2023. President Joe Biden's deputies and the ACLU have drafted a lawsuit settlement that would open American society to an unlimited number of economic migrants who bring children from distant South America, Africa, and Asia. If approved by a judge, this provision in the proposed settlement would remain in effect for 8 years, preventing an administration during that time from restoring a zero-tolerance prosecution policy that would penalize illegal migrants who carry children up to the border, according to a Washington Post report. If a future president wants to end the deal, he would have to take the case on the years-long route to the Supreme Court. However, a president can use other powers to reject migrants at the border, as President Donald Trump did during the coronavirus disaster. For example, Section 212F of the law allows a president to exclude any and all migrants deemed detrimental to the interests of the United States. No president has fully used that power, partly because business interests want to import workers, consumers, and renters. The new 8-year deal is part of a sue-and-settle lawsuit and crony giveaway between Biden's pro-migration political allies and Biden's pro-migration officials, including the Cuban-born border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. If approved, the giveaway deal would also reward the roughly 5,000 foreign families who violated the border law during Trump's years, the Washington Post reported. Immigrant families would be eligible for 3-year work permits and several government-paid services, including 6 months of housing assistance, 1 year of medical care, and 3 years of counseling. Their deportation orders would be wiped clean, and they would have a new chance to apply for humanitarian protection via an asylum officer instead of in the more adversarial U.S. immigration courts. The government will provide legal aid through nonprofits. Migrant families who were deported or returned home voluntarily would be allowed to travel back into the United States and would be allowed to ask if they can bring other household members with them, according to the proposed settlement. The illegal migrants would also get legal aid as they apply for the biggest prize, citizenship in the United States. The judge has the power to reject the deal, which overrides Congress border laws. But he faces intense peer pressure to approve the giveaway. Also, the federal judiciary has repeatedly crumpled whenever Biden's deputies insist they have the right to import endless migrants for the jobs and houses needed by American families. The sue-and-settle giveaway also serves as a display of the establishment's self-created power to reject the public's legitimate and rational demand for secure borders. The deal matches the 1997 Flores lawsuit deal, which allowed a California judge to bar the detention of migrant children for more than 2 weeks. In practice, this means that the children and their parents would be released once they arrive at the border, despite the federal law requiring them to be detained until the parents' asylum plea was decided in court. The 1997 deal was later expanded by federal judge Dolly G, the daughter of Chinese immigrants, and by officials working for President Barack Obama. The resulting Flores loophole and border law ensured a massive inflow of economic migrants who rationally brought children to ensure they got released instead of being detained. Judge G's Flores deal killed many migrant children and parents, but Trump only began to undo the deal during his third year in office. In 2017, the Flores deal allowed a huge inflow of adults with children. The inflow prompted Trump to promise prosecution of all migrants, including parents with children. But Democrats and their media allies used the issue as an emotional cudgel to clobber Trump. He quickly reversed the policy after roughly 5,000 families had been detained, divided, and often, formally prosecuted, and legally deported. Democrats are now using the 5,000 migrants to symbolically condemn Trump's fully legal effort to protect Americans from border migration, even as Biden's investor-driven migration is pushing millions of Americans out of the economy, away from politicians' attention, and into early graves. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. Real wages for the working class have collapsed thanks to the policies of the Biden administration. Representative Bob Good, RVA, a House committee chairman, said at a September 13 hearing. He continued. Under President Trump, blue-collar real wages rose 5.6%. Under Biden, blue-collar real wages have fallen 2.1%. The decline of blue-collar wages is significantly affected by 7 million illegal aliens pouring across the border under this administration. Liberal Democrats used to recognize the depressing effect of illegal immigration on American wages. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers.